The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today was almost the biggest day in hip-hop in 2021, and then it wasn't. So earlier today, on Friday, May 21st, there was this post uploaded to, or this video uploaded to the official Eminem page. And it was Eminem, Life in Plastic, featuring Kanye West. Those are the only names people really paid attention to, right? Because it's Eminem and Kanye, a collaboration that many fans have been asking for a long time. The only song we've ever heard these two on was Forever, the Drake song from, 2010, 2009? And now here we are, finally getting another Kanye and Eminem song. And one reason why this was believable is you may remember that in 2020, in September, Kanye tweeted out, "Thank you for rapping on the Dr. Dre remix, Eminem, thank you, for rapping on the Dr. Dre remix of Use This Gospel." You may remember that Dre and Kanye were working together on a remix of Jesus Is King, with Dre, I think, even adding some tracks that were left off of Jesus Is King while editing ones that made the album, with Use This Gospel getting an Eminem verse, which is insane. It's everything that I've wanted, as Use This Gospel is my favorite song on Jesus Is King, and I love Eminem. So getting Eminem on my favorite song from that album, what a dream come true. Kanye saying, "I have always loved and respected you and am honored to have you bless this song. It's also Northwest's favorite Kanye West song of all time," which is a nice side notes fact. But this would literally be my reaction if this song came out. Just me as Vince McMahon falling out of my chair. I wish every day that we would get Jesus Is King 2, because this Dre remix sounds awesome. But this ended up not being real. And you can see the responses here in West Sub Ever. I got really excited. I legit yelled. Thethelio G is a Spanish rapper. I listened to him do an interview, and he's, I guess, from Northern Spain and has that lisp on the seas. So Thethelio G, and then damn, I've really been wanting to hear Kanye and Eminem song. Yeah, that's why this was so exciting. And the song still exists. Other people kind of ripped it, uploaded it, and so you can find it and listen to it. And it's clearly not Eminem or Kanye. It's Spanish rappers on a very non-Eminem and Kanye beats. So you're just like, what is this? Who is this? And that led people back to these names, Thethelio G and David Brancano. So this was the first place people kind of started looking, or at least I started looking, right? So, oh yeah, and Def Jam even got into it, saying "Legends Only." So it's right after the Eminem video dropped. They tweeted out this Kanye and Dre picture, which has become kind of infamous, legendary, and with Dre being that bridge between M and Kanye and them working together, man, it just seemed like this hype moment. So whether Def Jam was leaning into it because they thought it was true, or just trolling us because haha, either way, well played, well played. Their social media person is on it. But I looked up Thethelio, and he does have a sense of humor. This video starts with him doing the dance on the stairs from the Joker movie. It's one of the kind of famous scenes from that movie. And he's going for it, like everything he's got, which he's not a very good dancer, but the humor's there. And even after this scene, which has nothing to do with the music video itself, is finished, the transition is this graphic with the PlayStation 1 startup music, which just like, what kind of troll does that? It's cool, but it's also just like, you have to have a sense of humor to be doing stuff like that. But Thethelio hasn't mentioned anything on his Instagram page, right? There's nothing here. His most recent post from a week ago, there's no video or update or anything, no story to add. So you look up David Brancano, and you see he's a Spanish comedian and television host. So you have this musician with a sense of humor, you have this comedian and television host with a sense of humor. You can start to maybe get the feeling that this is some kind of prank that the two of them cooked up, right? This guy has a late night show. Late night shows like pranks. They like doing stunts. La Resistencia, The Resilience, which won an award, the best light entertainment program. So maybe they cook something up together. But David's Twitter has nothing. There's a bunch of people, if you search his name in Eminem, tweeting at him angrily or confusedly, but he hasn't said anything. And his social media is just this one picture. And you can see people being like, Eminem fans, who the F are you? Anyone here? M and Kanye collab. We've been played. So nothing there. But I noticed this and I didn't think too much about it at first. I actually made this video, a whole video, and completely overlooked this and was getting ready to upload it and thought, that's something I should check out first before I upload it. PXXRIN. Like, who is that? What is that? Does that yield any information? And it turns out there's a PXXR gang and they have this official video from July 15th, 2014. So it's been a while that they've been in existence. And actually, if you listen to this part of the song, the intros are different, but at 34 minutes here and at 35 seconds here, it's a complete overlap. It's an identical song. So whatever was uploaded to Eminem's channel is a re-upload of this PXXR gang song from 7 years ago. So I looked up the group and it says Los Santos, Anti-Quimenta. It's all in Spanish. So I tried translating this one paragraph here because I saw Thefilio's name. And it translates out to the former name of the group, PXXR Gang, was thought by Thefilio G as a parody of Rich Gang. So that was it. So it looks like Thefilio was a member. You see him here. But it says he left in 2013. So if he hasn't been a member in 8 years, then what's going on that he is mentioned? Like, why is it that it's that their group name in the background, right? But Thefilio's name on the song, if he had nothing to do with the group at this point, I don't understand what's going on. So was it something by him? Was it something by the group? Is it a prank he's playing on the group? Is he back in the group? Does any of this matter to Kanye fans? But this is where it gets a little more interesting. Today, just a few hours ago after that happened, Go to the Moon got a new upload, and you can see here this was posted to West Sub Ever. Cardi added a new intro and outro to Go to the Moon. This is the song on Whole Lotta Red that features Kanye. Well, it's more of a Kanye song on Whole Lotta Red that features Cardi, but it's the Kanye song on that album. And of all the songs, this is the one that gets picked to have a new intro and outro. And you can see here that people are just saying it's a fan edit. Someone hacked onto his YouTube page. Probably hacked. It sounds like a fan edit. So you're telling me that there's one hack of Eminem's channel and they just put Kanye's name in the video. Okay, I get you want to generate hype. That's a good way to do it. But then there's a hack of Playboi Carti's YouTube page and they just happen, of all the songs that he has uploaded to YouTube, pick the Kanye collab. What's going on there, right? Like, is that coincidence? Just two hacks in the same day? But completely different people both happen to choose things related to Kanye. I mean, I like to think there are that many Kanye fans in the world that this just, you know, isn't surprising, but at the same time, it is kind of surprising. But not only that, just a few hours ago, not even like an hour ago, right? So after the Playboi Carti hack, you can see Casey Pluto here, who collaborated with Kanye throughout 2020, and it seems like may have resumed collaboration in 2021. Kanye shouted Casey out as one of the people on the Yeezy Sound team. Casey's been pictured at Wyoming in the studio with Kanye. He got to work. We've heard him on songs from Donda or God's Country, LP10, whatever you want to call it at this point. So Casey isn't just somebody in Kanye's universe. He's like in Kanye's universe collaborating. And he tweets out, LOL, you hackers, lame AF, stay out of my messages. Casey just yesterday uploaded a new YouTube video called Hypnotize. It doesn't feature Kanye or anything, but somebody else that's related to Kanye has their account hacked on the same day that you have Playboi Carti's account hacked with the Kanye song and Eminem's account hacked saying featuring Kanye. It's just a little bit, of a conspiracy, right? I don't think that this is some guerrilla marketing by Kanye leading up to Kanye music being released. It's just, I wonder if maybe all three of those things happen to be the same hacker and they happen to be a Kanye fan. I don't know what the deal is, or they just know that hacking things related to Kanye gets attention. I don't know, but it's interesting to me, to say the least, that of the three hacks that happened today in the kind of hip hop world, they all somehow in some way involved Kanye. Strange. But that's it for the video. I don't have any more information on this at this moment. Maybe we'll see something else about it, but we're kind of in the Kanye off season, so it at least seemed like something to talk about. And you know, if you want to support the channel, the easiest way is just to like, subscribe, or comment, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy, so then they show it to others, which goes a long way in helping the channel grow. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we go album by album, track by track, line by line through Kanye's discography. And I guarantee you, you listen to a single episode and it will forever change how you listen to Kanye, how you think about Kanye lyrics. It's in-depth and you will learn a lot if you can bear through the conversation. It's very conversational, but Travis and I are very good at the analysis that we do. We also have our movie website, Travis and I, Film Colossus, where we explain movie endings and themes. So if you like movies and want to learn more and have a deeper appreciation for some of the movies you love, or just have a different way of looking at movies, then I recommend our content on here. And then we also co-wrote the current season of the Dissect podcast, Spotify's award-winning podcast, created and hosted by Cole Kushner, that's on Yeezus. So if you want even more Kanye content that combines the narrative powers of Travis and myself with the production analysis powers of Cole Kushner, then the Dissect Yeezus season is for you. The Blood on the Leaves episode just came out, and I gotta say, it is magnificent. So you can give that a listen on Spotify currently, but it will go to many other platforms in June. So if you don't have Spotify, you can listen to it then. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.